Krishna Book, Canto 16, Balaram, Chapter 79, Scene 2. Balaram tours the sacred places. After the killing of Bulbula, Lord Balaram took permission from the Brahmanas assembled at Naimisharanya and, accompanied by other Brahmanas, went to the bank of the river Kaushiki. After taking bath in this holy place, Balaram proceeded toward the river Sarayu and visited the source of that river. Balaram began to travel on the bank of the Sarayu River, and he gradually reached Prayag, where there is the confluence of three rivers, the Ganges, Yamuna, and Sarasvati. Here, Balaram also regularly took bath, worshipped the local temples of God, and, as enjoined in the Vedic literature, offered oblations to the forefathers and sages. Balaram gradually reached the ashram of the sage Pulaha, and from there went to Gandaki on the river Gomati. After this, Balaram took bath in the river Vipasha. Then, gradually, Balaram came to the bank of the Shona River, which is still running as one of the big rivers in the Bihar province. Balaram also took bath there and performed the Vedic ritualistic ceremonies. Balaram continued his travels and gradually came to the pilgrimage city of Gaya, where there is a celebrated Vishnu temple. According to the advice of his father, Vasudeva, Balaram offered oblations to the forefathers in this Vishnu temple. From there, Balaram traveled to the delta of the Ganges, where the sacred river Ganges mixes with the Bay of Bengal. This sacred place is called Ganga Sagar, and at the end of January every year, there is still a great assembly of saintly persons and pious men, just as there is an assembly of saintly persons in Prayag every year, which is called the Magh Mela Fair. After finishing his bathing and ritualistic ceremonies at Ganga Sagar, Lord Balaram proceeded toward the mountain known as Mahindra Parvat. At this place, Balaram met Lord Parashuram, the incarnation of Lord Krishna, and Balaram offered Parashuram respect by bowing down before him. After this, Balaram gradually turned towards southern India and visited the banks of the river Godavari. After taking bath in the river Godavari and performing the necessary ritualistic ceremonies, Balaram gradually visited the other rivers, namely Vena, Pampa, and Bhimarati. On the bank of the river Bhimarati, there is the deity called Swami Kartikeya. After visiting Kartikeya, Lord Balaram gradually proceeded to Shailapura, a pilgrimage city in the province of Maharashtra. Shailapura is one of the biggest districts in the Maharashtrian province. Then, Balaram gradually proceeded towards the Dravida Desh. Southern India is divided into five parts called Pancha Dravida. Northern India is also divided into five parts called Pancha Gauda. All of the important acharyas of the modern age, namely Shankara Acharya, Ramanuja Acharya, Madhva Acharya, Vishnu Swami, and Nimbarka, advented themselves in these Dravida provinces. Lord Chaitanya appeared in Bengal which is part of the five Goda Deshas. The most important place of pilgrimage in southern India, or Dravada, is Venkatachala, commonly known as Balaji. So after visiting this place, Lord Balaram proceeded toward Vishnukanchi, and from there, Balaram proceeded on the bank of the river Kaveri. Balaram took bath in the river Kaveri, and then Balaram gradually reached Rangakshetra. The biggest temple in the world is in Rangakshetra, and the Vishnu deity there is celebrated by the name Ranganath. A similar temple of Ranganath is also in Vrindavana, but it is not as big as the temple in Rangakshetra. While going to Vishnukanchi, Lord Balaram also visited Shivakanchi. After visiting Rangakshetra, Balaram gradually proceeded to Madurai, commonly known as the Mathura of southern India. After visiting this place, Balaram gradually proceeded towards Setubandha. Setubandha is the place where Lord Ramachandra constructed the stone bridge from India to Lanka. In this particular holy place, Lord Balaram distributed 10,000 cows to the local Brahmin priests. It is the Vedic custom that when a rich visitor goes to any place of pilgrimage, one gives in charity to the local priest gifts of houses, cows, ornaments, and garments. This system of visiting holy places of pilgrimage and providing the local Brahmana priests with all necessities of life, unfortunately, has greatly deteriorated in this age of Kali. The richer section of the population, because of its degradation in Vedic culture, is no longer attracted by these places of pilgrimage, and thus the Brahmin priests who depend on such visitors have also deteriorated in their professional duty of helping the visitors. These Brahmin priests in the places of pilgrimage are called Panda or Pandit. This means that they formerly were very learned Brahmanas and used to guide the visitors in all details of the purpose of coming there, and thus both the visitors and the priests were benefited by mutual cooperation. So it is clear from the description of Srimad Bhagavatam that when Lord Balaram was visiting the different places of pilgrimage, he properly followed the Vedic system. After distributing cows at Setubandha, Lord Balaram proceeded towards the Kritamala and Tamraparni rivers. These two rivers are celebrated as sacred, and Lord Balaram bathed in both. Balaram then proceeded toward Malaya Hill. This Malaya Hill is very great, and it is said that it is one of the seven peaks called the Malaya Hills. The great sage Agastya used to live there, and Lord Balaram visited him and offered his respects by bowing down before the great sage Agastya. After taking the sage's blessings, Lord Balaram, with Agastya's permission, proceeded towards the Indian Ocean. At the point of the cape, there is a big temple of the goddess Durga, where she is known as Kanyakumari. This temple of Kanyakumari was also visited by Lord Ramachandra, and therefore it is to be understood that the temple has been existing for millions of years. From there, Lord Balaram went on to visit the pilgrimage city known as Falguna Tirtha, which is on the shore of the Indian Ocean, or the Southern Ocean. Falguna Tirtha is celebrated because Lord Vishnu, in his incarnation of Ananta, is lying there. From Falguna Tirtha, Lord Balaram went on to visit another pilgrimage spot known as Pancha Apsarasa. There also, Balaram bathed according to the regulative principles and observed the ritualistic ceremonies. This site is also celebrated as a shrine of Lord Vishnu. Therefore, Lord Balaram distributed 10,000 cows to the local Brahmana priests. From Cape Comorin, Lord Balaram turned towards Kerala. The country of Kerala is still existing in southern India under the name of South Kerala. After visiting this place, Balaram came to Gokarna Tirtha, where Lord Shiva is constantly worshipped. Balaram then visited the temple of Arya Devi, which is completely surrounded by water. From that island, Balaram went to a place known as Shuparaka. And after this, Balaram bathed in the rivers known as Tapi, Payoshni, and Nirvindya. Then Balaram came to the forest known as Dandakaranya. This is the same Dandakaranya forest where Lord Ramachandra lived while he was in exile. Lord Balaram next came to the bank of the river Narmada, the biggest river in central India. On the bank of this sacred Narmada is a pilgrimage spot known as Mahishmati Puri. And after bathing there, according to the regulative principles, Lord Balaram returned to Prabhasa Tirtha from where he had begun his journey. Thus ends chapter 79, scene 2. Balaram tours all the sacred places. All glories to Krishna Book. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. The following are notes on this section. Pulaha Ashram is also known as Hari Kshetra. Usually, one goes to Gaya to worship the deceased forefathers. But, as Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti explains, although Lord Balaram's father and grandfather were still alive, it was on his father Vasudev's order that Balaram carefully worshipped all of his forefathers at Gaya. Drawing insight from the Vaishnava Toshini, Vishwanath further explains that although Lord Balaram was in the immediate proximity of Jagannath Puri, Balaram did not go there since he wanted to avoid the embarrassment of having to worship himself among the forms of Sri Krishna, Balabhadra, and Subhadra. Jaya Jagannath, Jaya Jagannath, Jaya Jagannath, Jaya Jagannath. Jaya Baladev, Jaya Subhadra, Jaya Baladev, Jaya Subhadra. Jaya Jagannath, Jaya Jagannath, Jaya Jagannath, Jaya Jagannath. Jaya Baladev, Jaya Subhadra, Jaya Baladev, Jaya Subhadra. Jaya Jagannath, Jaya Jagannath, Jaya Jagannath, Jaya Jagannath. Jaya Balaje, Jaya Subhadra, Jaya Balaje, Jaya Subhadra. Jagannatha Swami, Nayanapatagami, Nayanapatagami, Bhavatu Me. Jagannatha Swami, Nayanapatagami, Nayanapatagami, Bhavatu Me. Jaya Jagannath, Jaya Jagannath, Jaya Balaji, Jaya Subhadra. Jaya Balaji, Jaya Subhadra, Jaya Balaji, Jaya Subhadra. Jaya Balaji, Jaya Subhadra, Jaya Balaji, Jaya Subhadra.